The Great British Rant with CJ Grace.
So there I was at my friend's doorstep, invited over for dinner. So I ring at the doorbell to be assaulted by a loud, angry barking, and the door opens, a huge mastiff of a creature lunges at me, almost knocking me over. It's like being attacked by the Hound of the Baskervilles. "Oh, he's a very friendly puppy," they say. "We just got him. He likes you." Over dinner, I keep my knees firmly locked together to prevent the thing burying its muzzle into my crotch. He launches himself up onto me by digging his claws into my brand new jeans, tearing threads out of the fabric. It doesn't seem to faze my hosts. "Oh, don't worry. He's a very, very friendly dog," they say again. I wonder what the hell he would have been like if he was unfriendly. I even had to deal with dogs when I was doing radiation treatment for cancer. In the radiotherapy waiting room, there were often two hospital volunteers with four legs each, golden retrievers provided by Guide Dogs for the Blind. Yes, I know, a lot of the patients were very happy to see them, visibly brightening when they saw the therapy dogs enter the room. They would pet them and smile and laugh, but inwardly, I would glower. I'm just not a dog lover. Perhaps I was mauled to death by a pack of rabid wolves in a previous life, and that's why I have such a negative attitude towards dogs. When I was having the radiation, often one of the therapy dogs would come and sniff the contents of my backpack when I was opening it, making it difficult for me to get something out. "Go away," I would say grumpily without thinking. I suppose I should have been grateful that the animal wasn't sticking its nose in my groin to sniff my crotch. Maybe there's less scent in that area when you're going through radiation and chemo when your pubes have gone. But that seems to be what all these dogs seem to want to do. So many dogs will jump up at you to do that, and I really hate it. If a guy did that to me that I never knew before, I would kick him in the head. Shame you can't do that to a dog, or at least stick the beast with a sexual harassment charge. When I read Bill Bryson's book, Neither Here Nor There, Travels in Europe, I realised that he was a kindred spirit, at least as regards dogs. He suggests collecting up all the dogs worldwide and shipping them off to Greenland, where they could romp around and sniff each other's anuses to their heart's content, and most importantly, never bother or terrorise him again. Well, maybe the dogs wouldn't all have to go to Greenland. According to a MyLife.com survey that was reported in the Miami New Times in 2014, Miami is the most dog-friendly city in America. That's far away enough from where I normally hang out. Far from California, far from England, so I would be very happy to send all the dogs there. Of course, you can't really rely on a MyLife.com survey. The site was subject to a court judgment in 2015 after some Southern California district attorneys investigated them for tricking consumers into giving the company their personal identifying information and later their money through false and misleading ads. But who cares? Let all those dogs go off to Miami. And why was Miami chosen? More dog parks, perhaps? Sunny weather? Or maybe the smelliest human crotches in the United States? That's what dogs would love.
That was The Great British Rant with CJ Grace.